98.1 KZE on the line with me today from Blonde Redhead. It's Simone Pace, one third of the band. They are going to be headlining Sunday at Meadowlark Music Festival in Stone Ridge, September 13th through the 15th. Simone, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you excited to come up to Stone Ridge?
Yes. I actually live in Garrison. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. A little bit south of us.
Yeah, so it'll be a nice thing to do for this area.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
Absolutely. Do you guys still enjoy playing festivals? What are your favorite kind of live shows to play?
Festivals are fun. You know, it's not like the most intimate experience, but sometimes the energy can be really, really great. We just played actually Primavera in Barcelona and in Porto, Portugal.
Yeah.
And they were both really amazing shows. Like, the crowds were incredible and really enthusiastic and huge. So
yeah,
those were really fun.
Those are enormous, beautiful festivals. I think Meadowlark's going to be a slightly smaller scale than that.
No, I know. I'm not comparing. I just... You asked me if I enjoyed playing festivals.
No, yeah, I'm
just answering.
Joking with you.
But usually, you know, playing nice theaters is also great, because then you have a little more, you know, it's a little more intimate, and you see the people that are there, and you have a connection. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys, do you still consider yourselves a New York City band?
I mean... We all live here, so I mean, Amadeo and I are Italian, Kazu's Japanese. We're complete foreigners still, and we still feel like foreigners. But within that, we are a New York band, because we've started the band here, and we've been here for many years. So, you know, if you ask me where home is, I can't tell you New York is home. But if you ask me whether we're a New York band, then I would say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wonder, because you do bring so many different perspectives with, you know, you and your brother being from Italy, and the Japanese influence as well. And, you know, then you've toured all over the world, obviously, with Blonde Redhead. And I wonder how that influence has affected your music and your songwriting over the years.
I mean, it affects it a lot, I think. You know, I think we're not the most knowledgeable people about music and about what's going on in our scene, because we don't really keep track too much.
Mm-hmm.
But we are more interested in I don't know, for the last album we were listening to a lot of Brazilian and, you know, more ethnic music, French, Italian, so. But then, of course, there's great stuff that comes from New York too. But we're just not, you know, we're not that involved in that scene, even though we're from here.
Yeah.
We sort of have our own thing that we have created, where we get inspired by our own interests and way of life, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a beautiful thing to be, you know, able to filter out the outside influence and just kind of focus on, you know, what it is you guys do well as a band.
Yeah, it's also, I think it's also something that we're sort of, you know, it's the way we do things, and I don't know if we can... We're not the type of people that can sort of copy something and make it our own. It's whatever is there that's within us comes out, whether we try or not. So we're sort of very limited as musicians in that way.
Yeah.
But just because there's the three of us together, and we found this combination of people that, you know, it's, I don't know how things happen, you know, but it did happen, and it sort of works out that way. But, you know, I still feel like we're learning. We're trying to figure out how to play our instruments. We get very frustrated. We get, you know, it's not easy for us in that sense. Mm-hmm. But whatever comes out is definitely pretty much the only thing we are able to do.
Yeah.
So it's good in a way, but it's also like very humbling.
Yeah. And do you still enjoy it after all these years? Do you still enjoy working together and creating and traveling?
Yeah, you know, it's like, obviously you don't have the same amount of energy that you had when you were just starting out, because we used to rehearse all the time and just work all the time. Now, we take it easy a little bit, but we've been touring a lot on this record, and we're about to go again in a week or so. It's been great, you know. I mean, I feel like we're very lucky to be able to be still doing this and having nice crowds come and see us. It's like a real gift. So I never take it for granted, but I feel like maybe energy-wise, it doesn't get easier, mm-hmm. you know.
No, I don't think anything does.
Yeah. The traveling is pretty tough,
yeah.
You know, sleeping on the bus and... Or, like, we just did a tour in New Zealand, Australia, and Europe, and we had to take 15 flights in, like, 3 weeks. Yeah, so it's not just about the flight, just the check-ins and checking all the equipment. We had, like, 26 pieces with us, and it was insane.
Yeah.
But, so that's not the, you know, waking up in the morning and thinking, oh, my God, another check-in. When, how many more? You know, it's like... It gets very exhausting, but still, I feel very lucky that we're able to do this.
Yeah, and it sounds like Meadowlark is going to be kind of a stress-free gig for you, because are you going to be coming from home or coming from another show?
No, we're going to be coming from home, I think.
Great.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I don't keep track of my schedule too much. I tend to be scared of looking ahead and see what's going on. So I leave it to the last minute, but I think the plan is maybe even driving there with my car and bring my family. I don't know. We'll see.
Wonderful. Well,
but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I hope that we get to see a relaxed and stress-free blonde redhead at Meadowlark Fest in September.
Yes. I mean, once we're on stage, everything is sort of gets normal, you know?
Yeah, of course. Simone Pace is my guest. He's a third of Blonde Redhead. They will be headlining on Sunday, September 15th at the Meadowlark Music Festival in Stone Ridge. Check out the new album, Sit Down for Dinner, out now. Simone, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.